Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Sweet Talks. It's been a very long day today, but finally we got our one and only. We call him Pancho, but y'all could call him Frank.
He's Frank. Two Franks in the building.
Just call him Panch. Just call him Panch.
Yo, what's happening?
And he's the first fucking guest in this new room.
Yeah, yes. First guest in the new room.
Yes, let us know how you like the new fucking room. Yep.
Yes, back and forth.
It ain't done yet.
We have other signs coming. But
it's definitely an upgrade.
Definitely
an upgrade.
Definitely.
And you know what? Today, since, you know, he came... And he loves smoking weed. just like Frank right here, the both Franks love smoking weed.
Yes, yeah.
This is going to be the first podcast where we're actually, I guess, what, smoking?
Yeah, smoking.
On camera?
On camera. Yeah.
And yeah. Smoking the podcast.
I mean, we're not shy.
Yeah, Frank's pumped. Frank's pumped.
Like, so if
you're a guest and you want to smoke in here, you can.
Yeah, for real.
This is a very exciting day for Frank.
If you're a guest on here, you can smoke on here. Yeah. For real. Yeah.
So they're going to have a smoke off.
It's a perk quality.
He's just rolling up right now.
Yeah, just gonna roll a couple.
Fuck, do we even have a lighter on deck right now?
Just gonna roll a couple blunts here.
I left my lighter in the car.
So
I think it's in the car.
I'm gonna have a smoke off.
So does that mean
Frank?
I gotta go get the lighter? Yeah. What'd you guys do with the green lighter? It's on the table?
Yeah, it's on the table.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, he goes to get the green lighter.
Cake lighter.
What are the rules to this shit?
This is
a smoke off, but what are we doing exactly?
I don't know the rules.
Have you guys ever been, like, either one of you, to a point where it's like, I need to stop smoking?
Oh, definitely. I have.
Yeah, sometimes. But you don't stop. Well, I have a problem.
Can't stop. That's
it's hard.
You gotta keep going.
Have you guys ever greened out?
No.
What's greened out?
When you throw up.
You never threw up off of weed?
Nope.
Honestly, I have, but, like, from hitting it too hard and then, just hitting it and coughing too hard and...
Oh, and you threw up?
Yeah. Just had drank something probably.
Who gave me this fucking chair?
It's just squeaking.
It's all good.
I heard this about weed. I don't know if it's true. When you smoke too much weed, do you start spinning?
A little bit.
Like, not, you know how, like, when you're super drunk, you start spinning?
Honestly, nah. You don't get the spins on. I don't get the spins on weed. I don't think so.
I get a major, like,
high.
I think I just,
Like, you're talking about, like, when you're drunk and you try to...
You're like, fuck, because that's what makes you throw up.
Yeah.
So what makes you throw up when, like, you're on weed? Just the coffee?
Maybe too high. You could. It's maybe you're too high or maybe you're just hitting it too hard. But for the most part, you shouldn't be throwing up off of that. You should be relaxed on top.
Yeah.
You should be chilling.
Yeah.
So who do you think's going to win?
Shit.
You guys think you'll be both at the same level?
They're going to be high.
Yeah, we're going to be high as fuck, though.
But who could smoke more?
We can't.
I don't know. We both smoke all the time. Do we smoke a lot?
I've been smoking since the sixth grade, probably.
Oh, no. I haven't been smoking for that long.
Wait, sixth grade?
How
do you even get started, like, that early?
Bro, I remember.
He was in a trap.
I remember. Nah, just, like, seeing it was... Well, I used to go to school, like, in the hood, so you know, it was just there. People were just had it in school, and I remember one time, the first time I ever like seen it, or I smelled it. It smelled like tea. It just smelled like tea to me. I seen it in a little bag, somebody had it right there, and I smelled it for the first time, and it smelled like tea. And I remember smoking it, bro, and it's like I didn't, you know how they say you get paranoid, or some people do. I've seen it. I experienced like certain people getting paranoid. And I think it's just them. Just like thinking it.
You going into it?
Yeah,
I get paranoid. I get paranoid.
Some people do though, but I think you do that to yourself. You put it in. Mental, I think it's more like a mental thing.
Like you just need to drink water.
Yeah, you gotta relax and just chill.
Chill.
Yeah.
Wait, so
if you just kind of go with the flow, it'll be a better high.
Yeah,
wait. Sure. So when people get paranoid, like, what do they get paranoid about? Just
I don't know.
Is it just like overthinking?
Yeah,
I feel like that's what it is.
Overthinking. Yeah, and then you maybe anxiety, maybe just the breathing, maybe just.
Yeah, the breathing. The breathing's the main thing for me.
And then your mouth can get cotton.
Yeah, you got to
make people trip.
So they're like, fuck, my fucking mouth is so dry.
Yeah, I remember one of the homies. His first time hitting or smoking out the bong. Shit. I don't know if Top was there, but it was me, Cole.
And who was it? It was
oh, he threw up. Oh. Yeah. I think I was there.
On the back seat. Yeah. But, like, it was the first time he smoking out the bong. Or, like, and then
he threw up in the car?
Yeah, bro. I don't know who was with us. But, no, he threw up in the car, but Cole had to pull over right there.
Cole had to pull over at the shell.
I was like, sorry. Cole, he pulled over, bro. And
oh, yeah.
He had to throw up.
Yeah.
It was a wild, it was first, then Yeah. And then
threw up, too?
Threw up because threw up.
Oh, that's the worst. No, but honestly, I think it's just like, it's just with the with different things you smoke, because you can smoke out of a blunt, and that's just like, it's more tobacco, so you could get a different, it's a different type of high. But when you smoke out of bongs, I don't know if it's because.
I feel like the blunts are more like head, they fuck it with your
head. More, head high, yeah.
So what's like the best thing to smoke out of?
A joint, probably.
Joints. I like joints or blunts.
Yeah, bro. Joints, yeah. But blunts I like prefer.
I like woods over like regular blunts. Like Dutches are good too. I like them cause
I just don't know how to roll fucking woods.
Yeah.
Why? What's the difference?
It's hard.
It's a leaf. This is like a wrap. It's a wrap, but the woods are leaves. On the difference between it or with the joint, I think it's just paper, and some of them are hemp, so it's just it could be rice paper, like, and then some of them are like, it could be banana leaves or different shit, but they're healthier. It could be with CBD as well, so those are just better. You're smoking, you're tasting more of the weed, and you're not getting so much of a nicotine high, like you're smoking tobacco, you know.
Yeah,
but that it's just different like that. But I think you get like you get a better, like you know, sense of like you know.
What's the craziest drug that you've taken?
Oh shit! I honestly took a good amount of, like you know, I took in shrooms, I took in acid before.
Acid?
Yeah, I've taken acid. That shit's. I have good trips. I have a couple bad trips, like a couple, like two. Let's say 2 out of 10 ratio. You know, bad trips, but that shit was. It's still not good, bro. And then acid is like you want that shit to be over with. That's like. You know, it's too long, bro. It's like 8+ hours, and you're just like fucking wanting that shit just go down. Like it's 6 to 8 hours around there. And like fuck that. It depends on what you take too. But what else? Other drugs? Let me see. I took in like other shit too, like downers, uppers.
Where? What the fuck?
Downers. I didn't take perks. Ecstasy, Molly. Molly's probably one of the best ones. But the craziest? I don't know. I don't know what's like the.
Molly makes you hella happy, huh?
Yeah, happy. It's like shrooms, bro. It's like it's honestly like.
What is shrooms better than Molly?
It's more like that's just like more like a natural one, I guess, because it's like poison or whatever the fuck. I don't know what it is. What is it called? Like when,
it's like man-made.
No,
shrooms not. They
say shrooms.
No.
They say
the other
is,
one.
It's, they say shrooms is like when people die. What is it called? Like
the DMT. No.
It decomposed? No, I don't know what it's called. Like it's like when somebody dies and. Their body turns to like waste, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what decompose. Shrooms come out of, bro. And it's like, I guess that's what fuck. Yeah. Crazy shit. Mike Tyson talks about that.
So you're smoking dead people?
Pretty much. No, it's not smoking. Eating.
You're eating dead people.
Yeah, like shrooms, yeah, that's right. Bro. Yeah, eating. So it's like, yeah. But
forgot.
He going eats on pizza. Them bitches like candy, though.
He does. He gets high.
He does it every day. Every day.
Yeah.
That clip?
He eats
clip.
Shrooms every day?
Yeah. Literally. Microdoses. I think he was, man, fuck microdosing.
Yeah,
he
was. Take a.
He was with
Max Grodosi.
I don't know what podcast. I don't know what podcast he was on, but they had shrooms, right? He was talking about shrooms.
It wasn't the Impossible one. I seen that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think it was. Right yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just showed up for like.
They were
minutes.
Talking about like, oh yeah, like shrooms, right? Dry. And he's like, man, I do that shit for a living. They had a bag of them, like a big ass bag. And with shrooms, how much are you supposed to take? Like
an eighth.
So how much is that?
They say you could share an eighth between two people. So that's like 3.5 grams. So you could share that with somebody and still feel like the full effect, the colors, the.
So a handful is about like how much you think?
Oh shit, a handful? That could be like 7 grams. They could quad.
That motherfucker took a handful.
That could be like
and just started eating them.
And
depending on how
his
big his hand is.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
He took a handful of those.
It could be more. It could be like
mouth.
10 grams.
Yeah. And everybody was like, oh man, you're gonna start going crazy in a little bit. And he was just like, I do this shit.
Yeah. And he didn't go crazy?
He eats it dry, bro.
I didn't see the rest of it.
He eats it dry?
Bro, he did dry. That on impulsive. Yeah. He's like, yeah, he said he eats it dry because when he's chewing it, it turns into a paste, bro. So that shit's like real pasty. I guess he lets it sit on his palate, his tongue on the top of his roof, and then it just absorbs his fucking mouth, bro. Get into his
what?
Yeah, it's like, so it hits him harder and shit, so... He does that, bro, and I seen him. I'm just like, fuck, bro. I tried it, like, because I've did shrooms before, and then, you know, I took it in, boom, do my own thing. I eat it with, like, candy and shit, like, extreme Airheads, little.
You can eat them with pizza and shit. Yeah.
Anything with food, anything, bro. You can mix it, smoothie, anything. But.
Smoothie?
Oh, fuck, bro. That's a faded move. That just dropped. You see, I got it.
You good, pa?
Throwback to Vegas.
Anyway, yeah. fucking. What was I saying? Yeah, so anyway. I eat it with that shit, bro, but this, like, I can't, like, fucking do it like that. Just eat it. I tried it. After I seen that video, I tried it. Bro, like, the first fucking 2 minutes, I was like, oh, hell, I tapped out. swallowed it, bro. I was like, fuck. Bro.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like almonds. It tastes like almonds, bro. Or, like,
ew. Bird, that sounds bomb.
Something like kind of nice.
Hell no. Almonds are bomb. I don't fucking like almonds.
Take the almonds out your body.
I ate all them already.
Take them.
If I ever eat trail mix, if you like almonds, I'll pull them out my pocket for you. Because I don't eat the almonds.
Top likes them. He loves them.
Yeah, I hold them.
He keeps them on him.
Yeah.
Wait, so you said that you had a two bad experiences with acid?
Wait, hold on. Before we go to the fucking acid shit, are you one of those who believe, like, shrooms is actually, like, beneficial to you, like, it's good for you?
Honestly, I since I started get, like, seeing more about it and, like, or, like, learning or, like, just seeing shit, I kind of, like, I think about it in a way like that, like, because everything that Mike Tyson was saying is, like, real shit, bro. He says, like, it makes you realize, like what you're, like, you're nothing, bro. Like, your ego is, like, that shit, like,
gone,
breaks you, bro. Like, or, like, you know, gone, yeah, pretty much. Like, you know, it breaks you, bro. Like, that
damn,
shit,
what the fuck?
Yeah, he was just talking about it in a different way, bro. It just made me have a different perspective on it. It was just like, you know.
And when you were on it too, did you feel like,
yeah,
you,
bro,
saw shit so differently?
I related. So when he said that, I was just like, fuck, it took me back to that time. I'm like, bro, it's true. Like, when you're on that shit, you feel like, because everything's alive around you, bro. The fucking trees, everything's,
they talk to you,
nothing,
or what?
Bro, on this earth, like, you're fucking. You know, and he talks about, like, just being so kind to, like, fucking nature. And he said he won't even kill an ant no more, like, step on it. Like, that shit's bigger than you in this universe. Just shit like that. Like, fuck, you know, you got it's deeper than that, you know? It's pretty deep.
It's making you, like, absorb everything.
Yeah.
So, like, this room would be like, fuck, that's fake grass, but yeah, it's kind of dope.
See, yeah, it'll be weird, probably. We'll feel it and just feel hairy. You'll feel like, you know, just...
Pretty bomb,
and
huh?
And it's weird when if we look at each other, bro, you could see each other and you could see, like, the details and... Everybody see the flaws in your face, everything.
Pimples and
so
shit.
That, yeah, but like everything to like a detail, like, bro, like a spot on, bro. It's
it crazy. Looks sharp.
Like, you
mean,
you can look yourself in the mirror and you scare yourself, bro. Like, you know,
oh,
what?
You can't.
Like, huh. Not in a bad way, but like just looking at you're like, what the, you know, it's just like crazy, bro. How you,
damn.
Bro. Oh, so you're not supposed to look in the mirror?
Nah, you could do that. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying in a way when you look at yourself, it's like, damn, bro, the detail that you can see on your fucking skin, you can see your pores and shit, bro. So it's like,
you can see your, like,
you know,
blood.
That's fucking crazy because it kind of makes you think, like,
it really opens.
Why can't we see,
bro,
that shit when we're not on it?
Yeah, bro, it makes you think, bro, like, how, you know,
maybe because that drug fucking hits, like,
it opens
yeah,
like,
so can you see, like,
your
sweat
brain
and shit just dripping?
Yeah, probably.
Probably anyway. If you were taking a shower, you would probably see, like, the,
like,
water,
the
drops on,
bro. It's crazy. Yeah,
have you ever showered off of it?
No, I don't think I have, bro.
No.
You don't shower.
I'm
just kidding. Nah, he's clean. He's clean.
Nah,
Bunch is real clean.
Yeah, maybe fucking.
Was always showering.
Maybe after I was like, the shrooms coming down and shit, I tried to shower. And, like, I think I have, bro, and I'm just in there like, oh, fuck. Eyes rolled. Like, you know, just like that shit hit me here.
What face are you doing? Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm literally probably just standing there letting that fucking water just hit me. Like, hey, it'll change your mood, bro. Like, water would change. I mean, like, the water, like, temperatures would change your mood, too. Like, I don't know. If we're on Molly, bro, I'll be, like, so fucking, like,
cold.
I'll get hot. Like, but I like to be, like, real to myself, kind of, but not in a weird way, but just, like, You know?
Yeah, on your own shit.
Yeah, but you feel like a different. People think you like Molly, and you feel, they think, yeah, fuck yeah, they fucking lit. Nah, bro, you're not lit like that, bro. You're more like so like happy, nice, like oh, like you're fucking in love, yeah. Land, bro. Like, you're.
Are you in love?
You're like in. Yeah, you're like in love, bro. I know you ain't asking me if I'm in love. Like, when you're on that shit, yeah, you feel like.
Is it good? Is it good?
When he's on Molly, he's like nice. You're nice as fuck. I noticed.
Are you? Is it good to do it with like a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, have sex off of it.
You had sex off when Molly?
Oh, you mean like do it with somebody? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But cool. have you had sex off of it?
Yeah. Good, it's great.
Damn. Nah,
what does it feel like? Everything, bro, is just enhanced as fuck.
You feel everything, bro.
Like, were you nervous to do that? Because like, I heard you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I heard you're not supposed to do it either.
You did it anyway.
I did it anyway. You feel me?
So like, how did it feel,
bro,
though?
I don't give a fuck. I was like, bro, I was feeling it. Nah, it feels good. It really feels good, bro. Like,
sit back. You're good.
It's just real, like. You just feel everything more.
Yeah, that's the enhanced. Wrong chair.
It's really much more enhanced, and everything just you just feel it like times 10, I guess. It's just
damn, enhanced, bro. Like you feel that pussy tight on your dick or what?
Yeah, you just feel everything more, bro. Like it's just good. I think feel like you're just more happy. You're just more like you feel more connected to that.
Yeah,
you know, you're just
yeah.
So do you think a person's first time doing it is like they would have what's it called? Anxiety with that drug or
maybe,
no?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like if you're scared to go in with that, yeah. Like if you're scared, well, you're not supposed
to do that. Yeah, you're supposed to go like ready to do like okay, I'm gonna do my drug. Yeah, I'm ready to do it.
You gotta have a good mindset going into that.
Because if not, you're gonna have a badass like
yeah, fuck that
badass trip.
And people have fucked up trips. Molly, but acid.
Yeah.
Fuck. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I've heard in acid you could stay in a trip for like years.
Oh, okay, that shit could get stuck in the back of your spine.
Okay,
and then when it cracks, like 10 years later, you crack your
back.
That's
like a theory or a conspiracy.
No way.
Yeah, that's what people say.
You crack your back and you're
like, yeah.
No, you'll be like 61 day, like older shit, and then boom, you get tripped. <'Cause>, hey, No, I swear, that's a conspiracy.
I swear.
It gets stuck in your
spine. That's way later, bro. Why the fuck is it gonna come back like that?
Because it gets stuck in your fucking spine.
It's a conspiracy.
You fucking knocked that acid back all the way to your spine.
You heard about that too, or
no? No, I heard about you, like, with acid, you get lost. Like, a lot of musicians, like, okay, in the rock, those rock groups,
I heard Kid Cudi, like, you know? He just does a gang of acid. Okay. Not gang, but he microdoses every day, and, like, that's when he, like, writes his music and shit.
Oh, shit.
And makes it. Because he says that when he microdoses, he feels like, I don't know, like, he's one with the fucking
paper,
the notes and shit, and, like.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Do you remember who
like
told us that?
Like, he's on it?
It was, like, some guy, his name was, like, Pharaoh, that we met at college. In that little, oh no, it wasn't with you. It was with fucking Adam. I met some guy who microdoses, and he was off acid right there. And he was just like, I sat down with him for like 3-4 hours just talking to him about it.
The fuck?
Damn, what the fuck?
That was half of his trip.
He had Jew on. He had Jew on his trip with him.
Yeah.
Logan fucking cracks his back right now.
Anyway, so do you think that having sex on Molly like ruins sex for you after?
Because
don't they say that?
Bro, what do you mean? Like ruins it because. Ruins it, I see her like in a way because she's gonna be expecting the same or like that, you know.
She was off it too.
No, I'm saying or
you were just performing good.
She's gonna expect both. Take Molly, yeah.
But did it feel did it feel as good for you after or no?
Oh yeah, still. I think it's just Molly, but you can't do it like right after because Molly, I forgot what it's called, bro, but it makes. Your levels, some type of levels.
Well, what is it called again? Not endorphins.
Some shit like
serotonin.
All your levels, it makes it go down, bro. So you feel depressed.
And you can't fuck off.
But that's how long is that gonna last?
That's like your come down, bro. Like a day.
Some people have it a week.
Yeah, you could be like that. I heard people.
Yeah,
nice.
Me just having like a day and shit. Like
some people don't even have it.
Just the next day.
A cum down?
Yeah, some people don't have cum downs.
That's a crybaby.
So like they just get high and that's it.
Yeah, like they get lucky and they don't. But then Kelly, you know Kelly, I think hers lasts like fucking a week and a half.
God. Whenever she takes it?
Yeah, and she just feels like sad. Probably because she does it so much.
That's acid or Molly?
That's Molly. Acid, I don't think you have come down.
You can't be doing it too much, bro, because you'll just fuck with your fucking brain at that point.
No, yeah, it's actually like true. Yeah.
But you said acid, right?
No, Molly.
Molly.
Fuck. Yeah. Well, everything, even acid, bro. You could get acid is, I feel like, more scary because they say you could get lost but get stuck.
What the fuck does that mean?
Like certain artists, like rock artists back then, they have gotten stuck, bro. Like they're stuck in a trip where they're just stuck, like for good.
Yeah, they
bro.
Don't believe shit. Yeah,
they're loony. They're probably like
they come back and their whole perspective on everything changed.
Oh, like, or they could be I've heard of that.
Like you know, like not all there anymore either. They could just be like brain dead, kind of. I know shit's all over me.
Yeah, fucking weight on your shoulder.
How?
No, but yeah, that Molly shit, fucking And like the XC, that shit like interested me like a while back, and I was looking into it and stuff. And like he was saying, like you really can't be popping that shit all the time, because it'll actually make you depressed. Like
yeah, bro.
Because definitely. Like we have these little, they're called neurons in our brain, mm-hmm. and like let's say like whatever we go to the casino, or whatever we win $100, mm-hmm. like that's gonna fire off. Like that feel good feeling in your brain, like
That feeling that euphoric feeling.
Yeah, but when you're on the ecstasy, it's that drug is telling your brain keep firing the shit.
Yeah,
so you're constantly feel good. It's just constantly firing.
Like you just hit a game.
So that's why you're like, like you just feel good. But when you're taking it too much, some of those little things that are firing that feeling can't handle it and they die.
Yeah, bro.
But the thing about those, they don't grow back.
All right, so. I got a question for you.
Talk to me.
Okay, so you're a young father. You became a father at 20? 21?
Yeah, 21, bro.
21.
I just turned 21, I think.
21.
Oh, no. He was born, and then I turned 21, like the month right after. Juju. So January, February. Yeah, Juju. His name's Juju.
Damn.
He's 4 years old right now.
Damn, when's his birthday?
Yeah, January 8th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it just passed.
Oh, dope.
Four, yeah, so he's a Capricorn. I don't know shit about Capricorn, so y'all gotta help me out.
Yeah.
Tell me what he's gonna be like.
Like that motherfucker right there.
Nah, yeah, like me.
Shit, I'll fuck with you.
Nah, but yeah, so you're a young father, and how was it having your first kid at a young age? Like, how did you feel like when your BM first got pregnant and you were like, damn, I'm really about to be a dad?
Yeah, bro, it was. I had a, you know, crazy experience, bro. It was a lot, you know, what I was going through at the time, but fucking.
Like, what were you doing, like, at the time?
At the time, I had just finished high school, No,
hell
that was already, like, a couple years after that. Yeah, I'm tripping. I had just finished high school a couple years after that, but I was just working, bro. I remember I was just working. I was iron worker and shit, or like welding, doing that shit. But like in Vernon, somewhere over there. So I was working, bro, and I was with this chick, and you know, had a kid, bro, and you know, I wasn't ready for that shit at all, bro. Like,
yeah,
definitely wasn't ready. Man. I would have loved to like have everything in my situation straight, everything like you know,
yeah,
have my own crib or something, you know, and like it'll be easier to like you know. Put my son in that like, in that environment, you know, rather than, you know, because now it's like, well, honestly, I just had a kid with somebody that I wasn't really like, I had just met not that long ago. I didn't really know.
You didn't know about
her. I didn't really know like a lot about her and shit. So yeah. it was like, you know, it was a mistake, bro. But it was just like it was just.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is, bro. Yeah. But it's not my son's fault, you know. So it's like shit like that. It's like. But he's like the best thing in the world, bro. He's like the happiest kid ever. You know, everything turned out cool and shit. You know, so
yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with her like that or none of that, bro. But like my son, like
that's your son, yeah.
Yeah, my son's all, like you know, I see him all the time, bro. I still like you know.
He falls with him. Yeah, you're in his life for sure.
Yeah, bro. So it's just having a son like well, young, bro. Just my I just had to step up even more, bro. Like, cause I wasn't doing anything. I like to party, bro. I like to go out. So honestly, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like. It took me a while, bro, to, like, get out of that.
Yeah.
Like, get out of that fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
To realize, like, yeah.
That routine that I was in, bro. Like, you know, doing my own thing. Like, you know, going out with my friends, partying. Just going out, just doing different shit, bro. Like, you know, I had to get used to it. And little by little, bro, like, I, you know, at first I wasn't on it and shit like that. You know, I was, you know, it was because it was hard, bro, and I wasn't used to it. It was like it, reality just hit me. You feel me?
And you're like, fuck, huh?
Yeah, bro. But you know, I just had to do it and step it up, bro, and just like I had my boy. And
yeah,
yeah. But now he's like, that was.
He's growing up.
He's good. He's growing up, bro. And it's, I seen him when he wasn't talking, bro. The first 4 months when he was born, bro, I stopped working, bro. The first 4 months he was born, I stopped working. His mom was working. She stopped. Well, she didn't go back for a little bit, and then she went back to work. It was just me and him 4 months, like 4 or 5 months, bro. And like, I learned how to be a dad, change diapers on my own, bro. Like, she wasn't there. She wasn't helping me. It was just me. And I had my own house, right? My own little apartment and shit. Yeah. One bedroom and shit. Chilling. You know, I was living over there in LA, bro. I had left my parents' house, got my own shit. And, you know, fucking, I just learned how to be a dad on my own, bro. Like, she didn't help me. She didn't know shit. She was new too, you know? Yeah. But yeah, like, other than that, like, I just did that shit on my own. My parents helped me. But eventually, bro, like, that shit, I still with her for like a year after that, after he was born, for like a year. And then it just wasn't working out, bro. It was just very toxic, bro. Like, the toxic shit, bro. Like, you know, I realized I had to put myself first, bro, because I was just like, not.
Like, you got a whole kid.
Yeah, I was doing whatever. Okay, listening to her, whatever. Like, being a bitch, bro. Being, you know, like, straight up. Being, yeah. You know, like, yeah, bro. I had to be a man about my shit, bro. And, like, you know, like, I have a son now, bro. And it's like, I can't let somebody treat me like that, bro. Like, you got to love yourself first, bro. And it's like,
and you can't let your you can't let your kid see that.
Nah, I can't let him see that, bro. So it's like, you know, and he's in the know, bro. His kids are smart, bro. My dad will always tell me, like, they're smart. He's like, watch, one of these days, he's gonna be the one checking you, bro. He's gonna, you know, before it's too late, he's like, he's gonna check your ass, watch. And he's like, you know, fuck that, bro. Imagine my son, you know, checking you, or like just a little shit, you know, telling me. Yeah. But he's smart, bro. So he knows already. He knows what's up, bro. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, I don't want him seeing that. So, but now he's cool. But I want to put him in an even better, like, you know, environment. I want to, trying to get myself an apartment with, you know, get him his own little room and shit. I got a new baby. Baby boy that was just born.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Yeah, congrats, man. Yeah.
That's dope.
Which is cool. So you're on here.
He's 3-4 months. 4 months.
Yeah.
I'm on my second one already.
Little one. Two boys.
But yeah, you know, that's those one.
Which is
my
cool. Boy.
So it's cool. And Juju's like already big, bro. He's already. Four. Oh, that's my brother.
Damn, that's dope. Yeah, that's cool.
He wants to be right there. Like, oh, hold him. Oh, he's crying. Oh, like, he just wants to be involved helping him. And like, whenever, you know, sees him and stuff.
So that's good.
He's playing that role already. So Juju's real happy kid and stuff, bro. Yeah.
That's pretty dope. You got two boys.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah. So, Juju and Jalen. Yeah. That's them. Julian and Jalen.
Julian and Jalen right there. Little Julian. Yeah, that's crazy. You said you've been in toxic relationships.
Yes, bro.
What was, like, the most fucking toxic shit you've ever been through?
Bro, like, there's so many things, bro, but it's like...
I know you have.
Yeah, bro, just, I don't know, like, I find it, like, not dumb, but, like, I get it, but trying to be real controlling. Well, when I was in that relationship, it was real controlling, bro, like, it was, like, real, real bad. I couldn't do shit. Guitar string shit. Top. I'm gonna give you the better one. Cause I got this bullshit one.
So they're about to spark it up.
They're about to spark it up and feel good right now.
Yeah, so just totally give me a sec. But yeah, let me finish saying what was I talking about.
I got a question. Where does the toxic shit start?
Damn, that's a good question, bro.
When they do something wrong first.
Yeah, I feel like you don't see it coming, bro.
Or like, so is it just over time, like, shit, nagging, nagging? Because
at first, it's not like that, bro. It's nothing like that from either one of you, you know? Yeah. And it's from somehow, some way, the other person rubs that shit off on the other person. And
then you start
both
fucking.
Both of them, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, because I know I didn't start off fucking born toxic, bro. Some shit had to happen for me.
Yeah. But you're saying like it's an overtime type of.
Yeah, type shit, man. It's like it's so sparking capacity.
Would you say that your significant other did something first and that made you that way?
Honestly, mm-hmm. No, I'll be honest with it, bro. I'm the one that fucked up. You know, I feel like in my situations, I fucked up. And I guess it's toxic of me fucking up, cheating. I heard my fucking whoever I was with, bro. So it's like, I guess it's my fault at the end of the day because I did that to myself because that person was innocent as well. And I was the one kind of, I mean, I can't, it's pretty much like that, bro. It is like the nigga's fault, whoever fucks up like first, I guess.
Yeah.
But in my situation, yeah, it was, bro. It's like.
But sometimes like a girl or a guy, they could come in already fucked up, huh?
Yeah. No, they have problems, bro. And but you don't see it, bro. You don't see it until like, okay, maybe until you fuck up and then boom.
They go fucking ham.
They let it all out, bro. So they let it all out and shit. So
I was gonna say, so do you guys think like having trust issues is toxic? In a sense?
Let me see, bro. Having trust issues, if it's toxic. It's like, I feel like you can't help it really. It's like, I feel like that's a feeling or like emotions that you can't really help. Like, so it's like, I don't know. It can be toxic, but.
If you have trust issues, should you be going into another relationship?
Okay, I don't think you should until you're straight, bro, because you're just going to be in.
You just got to say, fuck it. I got fucked over.
Yeah, you got to be like that, bro.
I need my time, huh?
Or like just heal first, bro, because if you're doing that shit and going into it, it's like, yeah. And I feel like that's what I did too, bro, like going into a new relationship, I was still like all fucked up and.
She could do any little thing.
I was doing toxic shit because I was still going through my fucking, what is it called? Like, after you, my breakup and shit.
Uh-huh.
You go top.
Ooh. He's breaking in the new room right now.
Oh, shit. They're going to make these walls gray.
Hell no.
Nah,
I tripped. Oh, I should have brought an ashtray.
I got a paper right here, but I don't know.
You want a piece of paper?
Oh,
hey.
Shit, man.
That's like, no, that's going to cover, right? Or no?
No, just put it on the floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, we both have our own individual.
He's hot right now, guys.
What about, do you think, like, red flags is, like, a good indication of people being toxic?
Can you throw this real quick? Ask that again?
No, use it as an ashtray.
But empty it for me real quick, please. Let me pass it back. Say it again.
I said, do you think like red flags is a good indication if someone's toxic or not?
Yeah, bro. I feel like you gotta be alert, bro. That's called having your guard up, bro. But you gotta be like that. Cause if you're just too like, not giving a fuck and you're just in it and just like going along with it, you're fucking being a dummy. I feel like, cause you nowadays, bro, you gotta just always have
your guard up.
You just always got to, bro. Like, even if it's just a little bit, but you just got, because you don't know that other person, bro.
Yeah.
You don't know them for shit until you meet them. Little by little, then that shit gets, you know,
trust your guard gets can built. Go down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that Julian told me, fucking, that always stuck with me was like the first, like, 3, 4, maybe 5 months are like the honeymoon stage. Like, you're fucking in love. Mm-hmm. Like, you're having a blast. Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, ain't shit wrong.
You, yeah, he's told me that. If
something wrong, it's like, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. Yeah. You know, like,
you let it slide.
You get like, over you can it. Rub it off. You'll fucking take it off the shoulder. Like, nothing fucking happened. You guys are going out together. But then. Why. When you guys start getting comfortable, shit gets real, bro. Yeah,
it's comfortable. It's getting comfortable.
Yeah. Once you get comfortable. Because
even a girl will tell you, like, oh, shit. Nigga, you too comfortable. Like, I can just hear, bro, telling me and shit. Like, I'm being too comfortable right now. Like, nah, you're too comfortable. Like, what the fuck? What's going on right now? You know? But because, and sometimes you don't even notice it, bro, because you're being comfortable. Sometimes you might not notice a lot of shit that you do.
Hotbox, sorry.
I'm talking for myself. Sometimes I may not notice a lot of things that I do. You right there? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
So do you think you're good enough to where, like, let's say you do get in another relationship and you start seeing some of this, like, toxic shit in the beginning? Because you know how you said it comes over time?
Yeah, bro.
Do you think you're good enough to see it early and just be like, fuck that, and leave?
I feel like, honestly, I feel like I'm like a lover, bro. So I feel like sometimes I don't notice that shit because, well, I didn't notice it, you know, because I'm just like, if I fuck with somebody, like, then I'll.
You really fuck with them?
I really fuck with them. I get all soft for them, you know, so it's like.
Do you like the toxic shit?
I'm asking because I feel like girls like it.
Yeah, like they say they hate it and they will deny it though, bro.
They will say that they hate it. But deep down, bro, sometimes I feel like they like it, bro.
They kind of like it or they do that shit.
Like I don't know, bro.
But what is it about? Like, what do you think?
I feel like makeup sex is the best sex.
So like,
it's not the best for the relationship, though.
No, it's not. But
it's great, honestly, bro. It's great, and it's I've been in that position a lot of times, bro. And then like afterwards, the bitch will check me and shit.
Yeah,
like, nah, nigga. Like, see if you have a smart girl like that, bro. She'll realize it. She'll see it, bro. Yeah. She'll like, nah, nigga. I see what the fuck you just did.
Yeah,
This shit ain't gonna work. She's like, but thank you, but it ain't gonna work, you know.
Thank you.
It's not gonna work. Yeah, she'll take it, but nah, bro.
Yeah, for real.
If a girl's smart, bro.
Yeah. If you have a girl that just loves your dick, she's not for you.
Yeah, that's just the whole, bro.
She's not for you.
If you have a girl that's smart, and if she loves you, bro, she knows this shit like that.
If a girl's always gonna, if she's always gonna give you makeup sex, nah, it ain't worth it. I don't think it's worth it. Fuck that. Oh.
You don't think it's worth it if what?
If she's always giving you that makeup sex.
Yeah, bro.
Or that, like, just giving it up to you whenever you guys are arguing. She just wants dick at that point. I feel like she just wants dick.
Or she's just trying to distract you, you know, so you don't see her wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
She don't want to be wrong, so she thinks that she can get you with that. Mm-hmm. And some niggas will take that, too, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Some niggas be like, fuck it. And that's what they want, you know?
That's fucking crazy.
I'd rather have somebody that's real.
Nigga. I don't really know. Maybe, like, why girls like it so much. Maybe it's just some part of it's, like.
I think they're just attracted to it.
But maybe it's because, like, I feel like you're constantly making them chase.
Yeah, but, like.
Let me see. Maybe. Like,
you're right. You're right.
Like, they never feel like, all right, I got this dude locked.
Yeah, they always feel like they want to be on their toes for some shit.
Yeah, it might be that. Some shit like that.
Yeah, cool.
How you feeling, Ponchi? Hey, how you guys feeling?
I'm pretty faded
already.
Oh.
You're tapping out?
I'm not tapping out. We can keep going.
You guys got some more weed right here.
You guys are going to have to start eating it.
So, Ponchi, you said that you like to.
Goddamn.
You said that you got your ass ate before.
Oh shit!
Hey, are you recommending that?
Do you recommend
getting your ass ate?
At least once.
I highly recommend it.
At least once.
Multiple times. Honestly, I say you can't just say once, bro, because the first time is just not gonna be so pleasing, you know.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I kind of get what Nick said.
It's like the maybe not the second, but like the third, fourth, fifth. Fifth. Eat my shit, bitch. You're holding your head and your asshole.
So when she's eating your shit, like you're just like. Yeah, eat my shit.
But the first time is weird.
No, the first time is awkward, right?
It's not awkward. It just feels a little bit like it's a new feeling, bro. You never felt it. It kind of like tickles, bro. No, keep it G.
Yeah.
Ooh, fucking second time too. Ooh, like you just. I feel like you kind of have to fucking tell yourself, all right, let it happen, like. Cause I don't know, I'm fucking ticklish, nigga. I'm ticklish, bro. So it's like, you know that I couldn't help it until I had to tell myself, bro. Like, all right, like, just chill, bro.
Yeah, just chill.
A massage.
And you're feeling like more in a sexual way, bro. Instead of like letting that shit tickle you and then that shit.
Do you put your legs?
It's good. Honestly, I've only done it a couple times, bro. But I'm like where I'm like chilling, comfortable, like or like good. You know,
after the shower. Hey, do you put your legs up or do you like arch your back, lay on your stomach?
I'm on all fours.
What's the most? What do you do?
Lay down.
It's just why she's sucking.
Yeah, like she's sucking my dick, bro. She give me head, bro, and she.
Yeah, so right so there, do you nut from it?
Nah, what the fuck?
Do you fart?
I don't know. About, maybe not a nigga, but a girl for sure. Probably, yeah, for sure. A girl's gonna nut off of that. Hey, yeah, for sure. I don't know about a guy, bro. I don't know. Maybe, maybe gay guys, bro. I don't know how that shit works. Them niggas go to, because I haven't let myself get my ass getting eaten that to that point where I'm just like sitting there getting eaten where I could fucking come from there. You know?
Yeah.
It hasn't been that long where I'm just like it was fucking taking.
How
shit,
long?
Bro.
How long?
What's the longest?
Yeah, what's the record?
Like, fuck, probably like 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes.
That's so honestly, long. like a
minute, bro.
Like a short blowjob.
Yeah,
like a rim job.
Yeah,
real quick, something quick, bro. Yeah, I don't yeah. Like to be right
but it feels bomb, violated. You say.
I feel violated though if I'm too long. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, it does feel bomb, bro. It feels bomb. No. It's good. It's good. Like she's giving you head, bro. You know, goes to your gooch, goes to, you know.
Yeah, because I've definitely
go back up.
Like been like got my. Dick suck low, and I've been like, ooh, like clench my
yeah,
ass.
That's why the weird feeling that he's talking about. Yeah. Like the first time.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like
it kind of feels good, no cap. Wait, I'm not going to lie.
Do you let the tongue go in your ass, or is it just like,
no. Oh, I seen y'all talking about that. Nah, I've, honestly, I've like, where she's like eating it, and then like, I've like, where you. Let her tongue on my ass a couple times, but like a poke, nigga, like not a poke.
You said a poke.
Yeah, like a poke, bro. Let me see, like just a tongue.
Do
like,
you jump when it happens?
I try not to, bro. I jump. I think I have jumped, but like yeah, bro. Just like a little, you know, like a poking.
I try not
shit,
to.
You know. Yeah, yeah, because I don't feel like, you know, if she's trying to fucking stick that motherfucker in, I'm like, you know, if she's trying to, yeah, yeah bro, like, nah, I feel like that shit you do to her, bro.
Yeah. You put your thumb in her butt.
I mean, some girls like that shit, bro. They put your thumb in your ass, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ew.
That too, you know. I've
done that.
I have.
Thumb.
But no, I haven't.
Like Kanye?
Wait, Kanye likes a thumb in his ass?
Yeah,
oh, didn't Amber Rose say that?
I didn't hear that.
Too? I don't know.
She tweeted it, right?
That shit.
No,
Odell's getting shit on.
Shit on too. No.
You like that?
Odell's my boy, though. I can't talk shit on him.
He's about to win the championship.
I haven't got to that extreme right there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nah, not the shit on stuff, but, you know.
What's the craziest shit you done?
I don't know, bro.
Were you like, you remember right now?
I've tried that.
You tried anal?
I've tried it.
How'd you like it?
But I honestly have like.
You know, did you do it a condom?
Nah, it's cool. Nah, no fucking no condom.
Oh my god!
You got a chili dog?
Lubed up.
Chili dog.
Did you get a chili dog?
You can do a lubed up. Nah, no chili dog. Nah. I don't know how clean how you could clean or empty out your asshole, but it was done.
Okay. With the douche.
That booty was clean then.
Yeah, like her whole inside.
Okay. So you were just going back and forth in that shit, huh?
Yeah, I didn't really do it a lot. Yeah, like, you know, it was like, while I was fucking, you know, like, yeah. You know, poke it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's cool, but I haven't really done it, like, fully on like that, but I really.
Oh, you didn't fuck with it? Not like that?
I didn't really do it a lot, like, yeah.
You
like,
rather fuck, you know, her.
The Putang, yeah.
Yeah, the booty.
Yes,
yeah.
So, how you feeling over there?
I'm cool.
What's up?
Are you guys high?
What's the craziest shit y'all niggas ever done, bro? What's the craziest shit you done? I'm gonna ask all y'all.
Well, craziest,
Freakiest,
the most shit I've done was like fuck at work.
At work,
yeah,
that's crazy. Like,
I fucked in the closet at work.
Nice.
The work closet.
Nice.
That's kind of like that risky
shit.
Yeah,
bro, but you don't kind of like that.
Yeah, no.
No, I like that. I like that.
That's excitement.
That's adrenaline. That's adrenaline.
I was about to pass this, but
yeah.
That's for me.
Yeah. Like.
I'm trying to think. That's why I'm thinking. No, I'm high, but I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're high.
You got stuck right there.
No, I was thinking.
He was like this, like.
It's
a pause.
I was thinking.
Yeah. I also fucked like at a family party in the restroom.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's like that risky shit.
Yeah.
Fuck
it's worth
party?
It though.
Damn.
Yeah, I fucked that party.
A family party, though?
No.
Your family?
No, have you my fucked family. That up? Not my family.
That's huh? risky.
Not that's risky as fuck.
Yeah, that is. That's
it's risky, but dope. Fuck. Once you get out and no one's right there waiting for the that's restroom, cool. you're like,
wait, so you finished?
You look each side?
Yeah.
You finished?
Oh, I finished. Damn. Yeah.
Oh, wow, you're risky now.
Yeah, hell yeah. Whoa. Hell yeah. I was pushing hard. I was pushing P in that P.
I got on top from Shabu all the way over here.
From who?
Huh?
Who?
Oh, chef. From a restaurant?
Yeah.
How long is that?
While driving.
While like
30
driving.
Minutes.
While driving?
I got top from Dodger Stadium okay, all the way to my house.
Okay, I'm going to keep it real. Yeah. I can't get top and drive at the same time, nigga. I'll give a motherfucker start lifting, trying to grab
I'd be fucking grabbing putting shit, yeah. bro.
I drive slower.
I drive faster. I push my shit.
Nah, you drive faster when you nut.
Oh, yeah.
You're driving slow. And then you nut. Like, and you're like, you start accelerating.
Yeah, I
then
accelerate.
Then you got to put that shit back in your pants.
For real.
Yeah.
Nah, sometimes you just leave it out. Nah, I'm being serious.
Are you dead ass?
Yeah.
You drive with your dick out?
She puts her hand on the wheel, and then I pull up my pants.
Real chub, man.
Yeah, but you pull up your pants.
Yeah, after. Yeah.
Yeah, he's saying he just drives with his dick out.
Yeah, for like a minute or two.
Soft ass dick.
Just sitting there while you're making a right turn.
Like a little worm.
Soft dick.
There's a truck right next to me.
What?
Checking his rear view.
My tooth off
the oh my god.
One day I'm gonna end up chipping my tooth real quick.
How? Where?
He off this mic. I always smack every episode. Bro.
Hit yourself right there.
He's high right now. Who's high? Who's higher?
The winner, nah. The loser has to Wu-Tang it.
The winner.
The loser.
Loser. I'm not Wu-Tanging this. Wait, is the smoke up? Like, who's gonna finish it first?
Nah, I don't know. I was just fucking around.
Yeah.
Have you ever Wu-Tanged it?
Honestly, I have never Wu-Tanged it, but
for
I don't
real?
Want to.
I have.
That shit seems like it would just be lit inside of me, and I wonder how long it takes to turn off because.
No, you drink. you drink water after.
No, but you're supposed to like. Swallow it. You're like, you gotta go down, and then you could do whatever the fuck, I guess. But I guess you're not supposed to drink water. Nah, that's cheating.
Yeah,
that's cheating.
Take it with like a pill, right? You're not supposed to do that.
What? A pill?
No, I'm saying like you can't fucking like throw it in and then drink the water.
Yeah,
like
not
a pill.
Like a pill. No,
not like a pill.
Just supposed to.
You gotta raw dog it.
Raw dog it and eat it.
And then
dry.
Drink your water.
All right, what are you gonna try for this episode, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
What? Fuck no. You. You would take it, Todd, your friend. You
nah,
take
nah,
it
nah, I'm not. Nah,
have
nah.
you ever?
Nah,
you never have seen.
But doesn't it get you like crazy faded?
I don't know.
I heard it does.
I've seen. Yeah,
I heard it does. People told me.
Shut the fuck up. I never knew that.
I heard you shit out bud.
Like just a try. Oh, maybe your shit will smell like bud, bro. Because I've eaten, when you eat edibles and stuff, your poop smells like fucking weed.
Really?
Your poop smells like restroom smells like weed, bro.
I never knew that.
Restroom smells like weed. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
After fucking breakfast at McDonald's and shit?
Okay, look.
Some hotcakes.
When you're faded, what is the go-to fast food restaurant?
Oh, fuck. Oh, fast food? In-N-Out, does that count? Like,
yeah, that's fast food.
Yeah, that's fast food. That shit's fire.
For a burger, that I'll go to.
At what time? Late night.
Anytime. Right now we'll go. Right now we'll go anytime.
In and out. Cane's.
Low key McDonald's smash.
Yeah, I was gonna say McDonald's. That's like the number one fast food. Yeah. That's like I don't really like McDonald's, but I do.
But it just smacks.
Yeah.
I eat that for breakfast, bro. Like I'm wake and bake McDonald's hotcakes and sausage, bro. With a sausage McMuffin with egg with a hash brown and large orange juice. Bro, I'll fuck that up. Hey, Ocho Cinco shit, bro.
That shit's bomb. That shit is the deluxe breakfast.
Bro,
deluxe breakfast.
I just take the three hotcakes with the sausage.
All right, now.
Ooh, big sausage.
Wait, Frank, what did you say? McDonald's?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, I said
like
In-N-Out.
For breakfast, I'll take McDonald's. But
breakfast, yeah.
McDonald's?
Nice. Like
maybe midday, like a Mastro's or some shit.
Word. All right, now check this situation. Now we just hit a fucking dope ass party. Party was lit.
Okay.
We're all drunk, whatever. What restaurant are we going to after?
Jeez. There's only one correct answer. Jack's.
Is it Jack in the Box?
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box when you're drunk.
Are you gonna give us options or we just...
Nah.
Okay, well, there's Jack in the Box. There's like Denny's.
I used to do that.
Bro, we used to go to
like
Denny's.
High school shit.
We used to go to
Denny's all the fucking time.
What about Denny's?
Denny's smack.
Denny's hits, but low key
the parties, bro. Denny's.
Okay, you got.
Sometimes they lag it though.
Jax versus Denny's. Which one are you going with?
Fuck.
Yeah, we're all there. Like everyone's twisted.
Denny's
we feel
because
good.
I like breakfast for fucking dinner. I'll get some French toast. French toast.
Yeah.
They have that at Jax though.
They do
but
not.
It's not
yes, they
Denny's.
It's
nah.
not Denny's.
They don't
I would
have the
take
hash
Denny's.
Brown
I'll take Denny's.
And you know what? What's funnier to you guys? Like the sit down at Denny's or the car ride to Jax?
The sit down.
Because now when motherfuckers
be
are
lit.
Ordering,
be lit.
It's funny as fuck, dude. Yeah, yeah. It is funny.
Before you pull up, music's bumping, and everybody gets in, everybody's talking.
Yeah.
Especially
true.
If you're in two separate cars, and then you guys meet up. They're like, oh, this fucking dumbass said this
yeah,
in the car.
That's funny. Like, I still gotta go with Jax, though. Jax, oh my
bro,
God.
Bro, Jax, I'll get a sourdough Jack fight.
I get the Jax Midnight Munchie Meal. That shit smacks.
Yeah, and then what is it?
Hey, can you help me?
It's a curly fries, regular fries, two tacos, a drink, and like a sandwich of your choice. Only $6.
They're okay. Smart. Huh?
Yeah, they're smart.
They called it the Munchie Meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's like some faded and drunk shit.
Yeah, late night shit, because they know everybody used to be pulling up. That's how they came up
those
with
that. Those mini tacos be smacking, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the mini tacos.
The curly fries?
The little bag of.
Yeah.
We should go get it after.
I got a box of them now.
They do.
What? It's like $6 for like a big ass box of mini tacos.
Damn.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean?
That Jax, like they just added it. You remember how before it came in like a carton?
Yeah.
They have one where it's like fucking like 50
damn,
mini tacos.
Or you could eat it with like a fork. Yeah. Or like drown it in the hot sauce and eat it like cereal.
Wow.
That's probably a hit.
Or when they're loaded.
They come like
oh my gosh, they come with like nacho cheese, fucking the taco sauce and lettuce.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That shit is fire.
Denny's is funny as fuck too.
Denny's is funny. I wish we had like a good ass taco spot though, like over here.
Yeah, taco spot is cool.
Taco
too.
Spots are nice.
Taco spot would be sick.
Like the one in
like
Downey.
A good one though.
There's one over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's one over there,
yeah. A Downey one.
Oh yeah, that one's really good.
Fire. Oh, is it Firestone?
Is it not Firestone? I think it is.
Yeah,
huh?
I think it is.
Or Florence.
Oh, it might be Florence.
Imperial. I don't know. You're from that area, huh?
Yeah,
no.
Southgate. Damn, so you know all of them, huh?
Lemon, Southgate, yeah. Downey.
Yeah. Hey, you want to tell us about the time that you got jumped?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro. Damn, I was young, bro. I was just coming from my sister's ex-boyfriend. He still cuts my hair, but he used to cut my hair like in his garage in his house, bro. And I just remember.
Where at?
It was in Linwood. So it's cool. It's active right there, you know. But it was in Linwood, bro. But it was just like, there's a lot of like pretty boys in that area and shit. Like little crews though, bro. And they used to have like bad reputations and shit. And then there was a lot of like hood dudes, bro, you know. So I remember one time, bro, I was just walking home. I had just got my hair cut.
She got that fucking comb over, huh?
Sock haircut. Edgar. But I used to like take the bus, bro, from over there because I was younger still. I used to take the bus from where I live, and I seen the Heights, all the way to over there.
Damn, that shit would be like a whole day thing,
hours,
huh?
Bro, it was like 2 hours, bro, from here to there. Yeah, I take go from my house to El Monte Station.
Yeah,
from there like
all the way up, huh?
And then go all the way up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, bro. So I remember one time I was just walking after I had just got his haircut, bro. And I was walking and I hit one of the main streets and I hit like it was gonna hit a main street, bro. And I remember just some dudes, bro. They were just pulled behind me, but like in the car. And they just said like they were just like fuck goons or some shit like that, bro. Some shit like that. They had said some shit like that, bro. I forgot what crew they were like. Because that crew had a bad. They used to like take girls and like get drug them at parties and shit.
What?
So they just thought I was like one of those dudes because they were all pretty boys, bro. And then I was dressed like that, you know, like
yeah.
I was like used to shuffle and jerk, you know, at the time and shit, you know, just shit like that.
Yeah.
Right, fixies, you know.
Yeah.
So it was like that era, bro.
How old were you?
I don't know, bro. Like
8th grade?
No.
Like 10th?
Yeah, I was like in high school, bro.
Damn.
But it was like after middle school for sure. I remember someone said, fuck goons, or was it? F- It was like some crew like that, bro. And the, I was just like, I just said, yeah, fuck those. I just said, like, said it back. Like, uh-oh. Yeah, fuck those fools.
But
I
like, dropped my blunt.
Someone's. That's where I fucked. Damn, somebody's.
Damn, piping, bro.
Piping.
Which one? Uh-oh.
Gotta be with many of them.
Gotta be with him. Gotta be with him.
So anyway, so fucking, yeah, so bro, I remember I said something back, bro, and I was like, fuck them. I was like, fuck them. Right. I think I fucked up for saying that, bro, and then, bro, they got out the car, and I was just kept walking. I just turned around and kept walking, bro, and I kept walking, came back in the car, and then one of them, I just remember for somebody hit me in the back of the head with a bat. Boom.
Oh,
I
shit. I fell to the floor, bro,
and it was like three of them, like, and they were kicking me, fool, and they punched me. They just hit me, fool, beat me up, and they just left me right there, bro.
With the bat?
Yeah, they hit me with a bat, bro. And boom, and then I just called my sister, bro, and I was blowing up brother-in-law, and answering me, bro. I was just like panicking and shit. I was freaking out.
Were you bleeding and shit?
I was freaking out. Yeah, in the back of my head, bro. Like I had like a cut, I didn't have to get like stitches or anything, but it just like gashed my head, bro.
Damn, you had two cuts, just, huh?
What? Yeah, bro, so I just had two cuts.
haircut
and a fucking cut.
So you had already got your haircut?
Yeah, I already had got my haircut, bro. Yeah. I was ready to leave. I was going home, bro, and they hit me, bro. Boom. I was like, fuck, nigga. But right there, it's just active, bro. It's like, fuck that, you know? Niggas are just like that, bro. People be like that right there. That city. But yeah, I've gotten jumped like that, bro. Remember in middle school, bro, I used to fight. Just getting fights, bro. I remember I was in the sixth grade, bro. I did some scary ass shit. I felt like I was a scary little nigga. Cause I was a small dude, bro.
What'd you do?
So some other food, like I didn't know them, bro. Cause I was new to like that city, bro. If I came in the fifth grade. So I went to the elementary right next door, and then I went to the middle. One year in the elementary, and then I went to the middle school. And then sixth grade, bro. And I don't remember how I started beefing with these fools. I don't even know them, bro. And I don't know, they were just like in crews and shit like that. And I had just talk my shit back, bro. I used to always defend myself. I just talk my shit, bro, because I used to box. I just, I'll back myself up. I don't give a fuck. I don't know anybody, but whatever. So I just remember one time, some kid, bro, and I don't remember what happened. We started beefing with me. Niggas came up to me, tried to push me and just do shit like that, bro. And I remember I went back in class and I was like, kind of like crying, but like mad. And you know, like, breathing, you know, like.
Like that frustration cry.
Breathing hard and shit, bro. And I remember once, what I did, bro, I just remember I was in that class, and that's how I got told on, bro, because they see me, nigga, and I'm over here sharpening a pencil.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you were pissed off.
Oh, yeah, sharpening it, fool. But I took it, fool, and I took it, and then, beep, the bell rings, bro, and we're in the hallways, and that's on all, like, two classes here. And that nigga was in one of the classes that I was, you know? Yeah. We all go out and like get really bunches of stuff. And I just went next to him. I don't know if this is because I seen like movies like that.
Oh my god!
Where the fuck I got it from, bro? But bro, I just went up to him, boom, boom, like trying to like stick him with a pencil, bro. And like straight got told afterwards, I got told on all that shit was a big deal. And they said they seen me sharpening a pencil in class. Like it was like. Yeah, bro, I was like a crazy little dummy, bro. I did some shit like that in my first, like in 2006, right?
Did you get him though, or not?
Yeah, bro, I remember he had like he showed me like red scratches or like red pokes, like
you know, oh shit, that shit would hurt.
It was red, like the lead, food, and you can see like the lead marks on it too. It was like I got him, bro. Like,
damn.
Two times, but it was like you know that's why I got in trouble, bro. And I remember just a bunch of shit like that, bro. Like, fuckery, niggas always trying to bully me. It's because I was a small little dude, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
Your little ass punch.
Crazy ass.
In middle school, bro, I was, like, fucking small, bro. That fool does, like, rooster fights and shit, too, so.
What the fuck?
He's
on to
that shit, bro. Yeah, he be making money doing shit like that.
Have you ever been to one of them?
Yeah, I have, bro. I didn't bet a couple times. Like, he just shows me, but like, just tells me what. Like, it's a bet because they know, bro. They know which ones are going to win, bro. Sometimes they know because they know how mean and how fucking crazy their cocks are for.
That's crazy, bro.
You know, like how strong, like how crazy.
How strong their cocks are?
Yeah, they're roosters, bro.
And like, is it like, is it cool or is it like crazy?
No, it's pretty, honestly, it's pretty sick. You know? the shit gets entertaining, bro. And you can just bet or you can just watch, bro. But it's fun. I think it's fun. Just watching, sometimes they fucking kill
you. Don't ever feel bad for like,
yeah, It could be the neck, bro. It could be like right here. So what they have, they tie a blade on their one of their hands, bro.
Yeah,
one of their feet, and then fucking they just go at it. They put them at each other's face like that, like one and one.
Yeah,
and they make one of them bite like the fucking skin of the other one to get them mad, bro. So like, and then that's how they get each other mad real quick, hit each other, pick it, and they fucking. They go out and they let go. Boom.
That's crazy. Do they kill each other?
Yeah.
They go to the
death. Yeah. They go to the death.
That's why they're illegal.
Loses, yeah, dies.
No, yeah, that's like actually fucking insane.
That is crazy.
What the fuck? Do you think they like eat the chicken after?
Hell nah, bro.
No.
That's
nah.
Gross, huh?
Shit's all bloody.
Well, it's bloody when they kill them, regardless.
They just throw them to the side.
Yeah,
bro.
But they're rolling around in the dirt and shit.
I seen that shit. They just throw them to the side.
Damn, that's sad. Do they got like names and shit?
Nah,
cocks.
Nah, I don't think they have names and shit. They just like they have a couple.
They train them and shit.
Some of them
too.
Have a couple fights on their name. Like, okay, has it how many wins? You know.
Yeah,
yeah, bro. Like, some of them are pretty bad, and some of them been lasting for a minute. If some of them are like 20 fights, 20 wins and shit.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
So some, like records, bro. Some of them are good, and then sometimes they just die. So a better one comes, a better, stronger one, or whatever comes and kills it. That shit's dumb, bro. And
that's fucking crazy.
Oh, it'd be like that, bro. Yeah.
Damn. So the guy that has him, he's fucking like crazy, huh?
Yeah, bro. No, yeah. My friend, like, he, in his backyard, bro. He has his whole like, it's like a wall. It's like a whole wall. This wall. It's like just a rooster. Like you walk in there, and it's like roosters. I mean, like a bunch of them in cages, like probably like 10 of them in each row and shit, bro. They're just in their own cage right there. So it's like they're all fighters, I guess. Or like most of them.
That shit is crazy.
That's some crazy ass shit, bro. What the fuck? Oh my god, man.
And people be putting a lot of money on that. A
lot of money.
Yeah,
people love that shit.
Some dudes be betting hella money, bro. I've only bet like $40, $80 and flipped it. So like doubled it. That's it.
At least your rooster won.
Yeah. Or yeah, it wasn't even mine, it was the homies, and he's like, yeah, just bet on it. Bet on it, trust. He's gonna win.
You guys bet on each other's cocks.
I only had $40 first, and then boom, made 80, and then they did it again. I won 80, I bet all of my money, and then boom, again, and I won double it.
160.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy, Punch. Punch had a pretty crazy life, huh?
Yeah, that was really good. It's already been an hour 7.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey, I got one more question. So you used to ride fixies and shit, right?
Yes, sir.
I remember that shit. But what is like your best memory like doing that shit?
Damn, bro. I honestly, that shit was fun, bro. Because
do you feel like times were simpler back then?
Yeah, bro. Everybody from the neighborhood would just meet up, bro. Ride bikes. And you would just go somewhere, like the mall.
No phone shit.
Nowadays, everybody just want to be chilling, kicking it home. But like, I mean, I get it, we're older and shit now, but back then, bro, it was like, but kids now, kids, when like
our they age, don't even have fixies.
Like, yeah, they're not like that now.
They don't even go outside, bro. Yeah. I feel like kids now don't really go outside and shit.
No, they don't, bro. They're only phones.
Not as much.
Not as much.
Kids, like, we didn't have phones like back then. Like at that age, bro, we was outside playing and shit.
Yeah.
But that used to be, it was simpler, bro, because we used to just meet up with, you know, everybody from the block or just other friends and go do shit, bro.
Yeah.
And that shit was, you know, that shit was fun, bro.
Yeah,
that shit was fun. That shit, stay out all day, go home after the eat. Boom.
All tired.
Yeah, tired.
Yeah, tired as fuck.
Knock out, go back and do it the next day.
Yeah, exactly. That shit was a routine.
Meet up at fucking school, talk about that shit at school.
Yeah, school too, bro.
Especially in the summer, that shit was fun, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody be on some crazy ass shit.
I have a pool too, bro. I haven't gotten in like fucking 2 years, bro. I need to like get in there like summer. Summer has not been I need to jump in. But we
jump
out
of COVID too. Yeah, summer has not been the same.
Hasn't been the same, bro.
It's COVID.
She needs to go back. I'm hoping.
COVID.
So we can do a party.
Yeah.
They'll go back soon.
Hopefully,
people.
Definitely. Have a good time right here with y'all today, man.
Yeah, well, it was a good, podcast.
This was a really chill podcast. It was dope.
Chill.
It kind of broke into the room. Perfect.
My favorite podcast. Mm-hmm. Chill podcast. You know, if you want to come on or you know someone that smokes.
We call it the box.
The box.
The sweet box.
Yeah.
The
sweet box.
Even if you don't smoke, you could come through, pull up.
Yeah, we should put like a sweet tea,
like maybe like when we know we're gonna smoke, put like the box under another sign or some shit.
Yeah.
And flick it on when it starts.
Yeah, yeah, that would be sick.
Sweetie, the box. But if we ain't smoking, take that shit off.
Yeah. But if you like our room, leave a comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. If you're not watching on YouTube, tell Frank to get off his phone.
Because we actually want to know what to put on this green ass wall behind me.
Yeah, and what you guys actually think about this room. And like,
yeah, we
like the colors and shit.
We think it looks a lot better, so.
Yeah, it's pretty chill. It's way better than the just plain white walls. But
definitely. It looks nice. It looks nice in person.
Yeah. Bunch came through.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, appreciate broke it in. Call him Frank.
Call him whatever you want. Yes, all of his stuff will be in the description. Yes, give him a follow. Show him all that love. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.